You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. The sharing economy is a massive global market, and in making our lives easier and creating money-making opportunities for countless people, there are a million great business ideas out there. And that's exactly the story of Airtasker. The company was founded in Australia by Tim Fung in 2012 after he asked a friend with a truck to help him move house. Tim thought, why not have a tool to outsource skills and work? Today, there are more than 1.5 million people using Airtasker in Australia and in the UK, with more than $15 million worth of jobs available through the platform each month. From labor to photography and IT help, anything you can think of. Here's Tim now with the story of Airtasker and how he thinks the platform will impact community and the future of work.
So back in 2011, I was living in an apartment in the city. I was living with three other guys, actually. It was a terrible, terrible experience. Very, very messy. No one cleaned up the dishes in the dishwasher. But I actually decided to move out with my now wife in 2012. And I asked one of my friends, Ivan, to come over and help me do the moving. The reason why I asked him to help me is because he runs a factory that makes frozen chicken nuggets. And so he's got this truck that he uses to do the weekend deliveries. So he came over, he helped me out for the weekend, he did the cleaning and, you know, helped me pack boxes, put them in the back of the truck, moved them to the new place, helped me set up all my furniture. And at the end of the weekend, he turned around and he said, you know, this is the fourth time someone's asked me to help them move in the last 6 months, because everyone points to my truck and says, you know, come and help me out. And that got us thinking, is like, why do we ask our friends and family to do these kinds of jobs when there are so many people across the country who would love to earn some extra money by doing this kind of work? And it kind of dawned upon us that people don't really trust each other in the local community. And it kind of feels like, you know, people talk about strangers who live up the road and strangers who live in your apartment block. And that's kind of crazy, right? So we thought, if we could create a platform, an open marketplace platform that could create this trust between people in the local community, then we'd be able to unlock a whole bunch of local commerce. And so we built Airtasker, you know, starting in 2011 and launched in 2012. And it's designed exactly to do that. Bring people and small businesses together with members of the local community who can complete jobs to earn money. So for the first 3.5 years, it was a really, really hard journey. It took us about 3.5 years to get to a couple of thousand jobs a month going through the platform. And whilst that might sound like something, when you're refreshing a website and nothing's happening, you know, you refresh it every hour and, you know, just no movement. And it was really 3.5 years of just hustling, throwing as much mud at the wall that we could and just seeing what sticked. And during that time, what I learned is that there was absolutely no silver bullet. It actually did take just a lot of mud. And, you know, some things worked better than others, and we stopped doing things that didn't work, and we kept doing things that did work. But it was a tough journey. In the last couple of years since then, we've grown the platform to about 140,000 jobs each month. And our taskers in Australia are earning over $100 million a year doing this kind of work. So it's been a hugely gratifying opportunity in the second part of that growth phase. And we've really discovered our mission there around empowering people to realize the value of their skills. I think that there are a couple of milestones that we kind of passed along the way. One of them was the creation of task insurance. So at the very beginning, the marketplace community was very much, you know, same as a Gumtree or, you know, any of these platforms where people interact. But working with the Lloyd's of London syndicate, actually, we had to, you know, create a bespoke insurance product that would actually cover anything that happened on Airtasker. So it was quite a revolutionary thing at the time. There were some specific things which we didn't cover, but that was a big milestone. Along that, there's also been, you know, building out the platform. So we're in the second generation of the platform now. So a lot has gone into product and engineering. And more recently, there's been a lot of things working with the community on things like community events, building out things that the taskers are asking us for. So last year we released a new kind of insurance called personal accident cover. So, you know, if you can't work, you can be compensated for that, and things like income protection insurance. So one thing that happens in the flexible labour economy is you need to be working consistently to be able to earn an income. So one of the problems that we wanted to solve is like, what happens if for some reason due to work, you can't earn any income anymore? So personal accident cover helps to do that. But income protection insurance actually says, what have you earned in the last 10 weeks on Airtasker? And if you want to put aside a bit of a premium for that, then if for any reason you can't work, then we're going to be able to stretch out your income for the next 2 years. So creating protections for taskers and solving all those problems that have previously been solved in the full-time labour economy, we're now trying to solve them for the flexible labour economy. So we were happily building out the marketplace in Australia. And about a year ago, we had a bright idea to take that platform globally. So the first port of call was, you know, following extensive research to launch over here in London. And that's been an amazing story over the last year, big chapter of my life coming out, working to build a team from scratch. So we built a local team led by Lucas London, who, you know, we didn't pick him for his surname, but has definitely been instrumental in growing the business out here in the UK. And whilst it is still a hard journey to start a marketplace from scratch, we are taking all those learnings that we've had over the last 5 or 6 years in growing in Australia and aiming not to make all of those same mistakes again. And that's turned out pretty well. So we've kind of done what took 3.5 years to do in Australia. We were able to achieve in the first 5 months out here in London, certainly a bigger country. And, you know, hopefully we have gotten a little smarter. But from here, we're certainly looking to keep expanding and, I guess, leveraging this huge investment that we've made with engineering and product to build something. We want to take that to the entire world. What we believe at Airtasker is we could really have a positive impact on the future of work. You hear a lot about these kinds of platforms which are trying to, you know, commoditize labor and push it down and make humans irrelevant. And we actually really believe that people matter. Like that you can actually take the skills of people and empower them to monetize those skills through a platform like Airtasker. I definitely think that flexible labor is going to be a large component of the future of work. I think the full-time work will absolutely still exist and it absolutely makes sense for certain types of jobs. But it's interesting that you use the word bibs and bobs to describe, I guess, tasks that happen on Airtasker or similar kinds of platforms. I think that actually what's happening there is that we're talking about efficiency. We're kind of saying, this is what somebody needs and how do we match that with someone in the community who can actually fulfill just that need and not more and not less. And I think that actually makes total sense in terms of creating economic efficiency, which ultimately opens up more opportunities for people. I think even more importantly is Airtasker is a platform which is driven by the community. So Airtasker, like myself and the people, you know, who work at Airtasker, the company, don't kind of go, okay, what are we going to get people to do and how much are we going to pay them to do it, etc. We really leave that to the community to say, what do you need done? What's your budget for getting that done? And then let people in that local community say, I can do that for that much money because I have this skill or I've got this way of doing things that makes it faster and more efficient. So it's kind of like, we are not shaping the future of work. Airtasker is just building a platform that allows the community to drive the future of work.
Thank you very much to Tim Fung for sharing the story of Airtasker. The show was mixed and edited by Alex Port-Felix. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you very much for listening and goodbye.